Welcome to Astral Manifestation Ascension. Now, I want you to imagine that you are standing in front of a door. You may construct and design this door from your memories, or you may choose to rely on your imagination, creating a door that is uniquely yours. Take your time. Make sure that you like it, because we are going to use this door very often. When you are ready, I want you to walk up and open that door. And as you do, step into the room that is enclosed by the door. It is a very unusual room, because there is only one piece of furniture in this room. A reclining chair that looks very inviting and comfortable. This is your very own astral room. A place that only you may enter. And each time you want to manifest something in your life, you can come here to do so in your personal safe haven. You walk over to the chair and sit down on it, pushing it back into a reclining position. A feeling of relaxation immediately washes over you. And you find yourself recalling some of the pleasant things that have happened to you in the past month or so. As these thoughts run through your mind, you find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into relaxation. And your body feels heavier with each second that passes. Soon you feel completely relaxed, and your mind is ready to accept the suggestions that I am going to share with you today. All of us, even the most successful and wealthy people in this world, have fears. Sometimes fear is how the mind protects people from real dangers. If you touched a boiling kettle on the stove out of curiosity, the pain you feel and the fear of kettles on stoves afterwards is a healthy mechanism developed by the mind to protect you from hurting yourself again the same way. A healthy level of fear is common, but this does not mean that all the fears we feel are rational or healthy. Many a times our fears hold us back, draining our confidence and making us feel like we are unable to achieve success. We might even start to loathe ourselves, thinking that we are not good enough, and even feel that we can't change our lives for the better. accept yourself. Before the universe can give you what you deeply desire, you must first learn to accept and love yourself. It doesn't matter if the whole world is against you. You must know that you are enough and accept yourself unconditionally. This is how true confidence is built. Love yourself. If you only pretend to be confident, or only love and accept the parts of yourself that you feel are acceptable to people around you, then you develop a dark side to yourself. One that is kept away from public eye, and yet may cause you problems because these parts of yourself will eventually leak out into the public self or make you feel unworthy because you have secrets that you feel other people will outcast you for. Your growth is a continuous process. In order to fully accept yourself and become truly confident, you must understand that you are capable of changing yourself and, in the long run, your life. The parts of yourself that you do not wish to hold on to in your life, you can work on removing them. Bad habits, bad mindsets. All it takes is a commitment and a goal. Your current state is not your only state. Even the material things in life, such as your wealth, your job, your weight, etc., can be changed. Things take time, especially great things. I want you to always hold yourself to the vision of your highest self. Your best self. Because that is what you aspire to be. And that is how you should be carrying yourself and interacting with the world. Focus on what you want to be instead of what you currently are. And the universe will open its doors to the success that you dream of. Remember, the universe reflects what you throw out into the world and returns it many folds to you. As we come to the end of this session, I want you to slowly bring your attention back to your astral realm. You may not consciously remember the things that were said, but your subconscious will automatically assimilate them into your mind. As you look around the room, you find that the images you created in your mind during the session are now hanging as pictures on the wall. And each time you enter the room, these pictures will gently remind you of how your dream life will be like. And even when you leave this room and come back to reality. Your mind has already imprinted this new way of thinking deep within you. When you are ready, I want you to imagine standing up from the chair. Open your eyes and take a moment to adjust to your surroundings. You have now completed today's session and feel rejuvenated and ready to manifest your dreams.